From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Significant quantities of earthquake relief supplies are finally reaching some of the hardest-hit areas of Chile. NPR's Jason Bobin reports from the capital, Santiago.
Trucks carrying food, water, and diapers rolled into Concepcion. The Chilean military has been distributing relief supplies, and the Chilean government is sending in heavy equipment to start removing debris. 6 days after the impact, Chile is still assessing the damage from one of the most powerful earthquakes ever recorded. Bridges and roads have collapsed in a long swath in the middle of the country. President Michelle Bachelet says it will take 3 to 4 years for the country to rebuild. Meanwhile, the aftershocks continue to shake Chile and rattle nerves. According to the U.S. Geological Survey, there have been more than 200 aftershocks of 5.0 or greater since the main shock on Saturday. The most powerful one was a 6.9 that hit near the original epicenter. Jason Bobian, NPR News, Santiago.
Despite pressure from Turkey and from the Obama administration, members of a congressional panel narrowly voted for a resolution that recognizes the World War I massacre of Armenians as a genocide. The vote was 23-22. NPR's Michelle Kelman has that story.
Turkey lobbied hard to defeat the non-binding resolution, and Secretary of State Hillary Clinton warned the chairman of the House Foreign Affairs Committee that the measure could hurt her efforts to promote reconciliation between Turkey and Armenia. But Chairman Howard Berman, a Democrat from California, said neither the U.S. nor Turkey should turn a blind eye to what he called the reality of the Armenian genocide.
I have been in this Congress for 27 years, and I have never seen a time when it was the right time to take up this resolution in 27 years.
Three elderly Armenian women who survived the massacre were in the committee room, as were Turkey's ambassador and several members of the Turkish parliament. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
In a growing wave of anger over rising tuition costs and cutbacks, there have been a number of demonstrations on college campuses, including in one case a smashed car window at the University of California, Santa Cruz. The driver was not hurt. He appears to have been singled out at random. There were also protests at the University of California, Berkeley. University spokesperson Janet Gilmore says while across the board the cuts at Berkeley have been especially severe.
K-12 through higher ed has been facing significant budget cuts. At the UC Berkeley campus itself, we've had $142 million shortfall.
There are also protests today at the University of Wisconsin in Milwaukee, where at least 16 people were detained by police after a protest there turned violent. February turned out to be a pretty good month for the nation's major retailers, many of whom are reporting their strongest sales since the official start of the recession in December of 2007. Those strong retail sales numbers led to an uptick on Wall Street. The Dow rose 47 points today. The Nasdaq gained 11 points. This is NPR. A key pending home sales index for January took an unexpected drop, showing the nation's housing market remained weak as the new year began, despite incentives for first-time buyers. National Association of Realtors says the number of buyers with a signed agreement to purchase a home declined by more than 7.5% to its lowest level since last spring. The Department of Education has announced the finalists in a competition called the Race to the Top Fund. 15 states and the District of Columbia will now be eligible for a share of more than $4 billion in federal funding for innovation in education. NPR's Larry Abramson reports.
The list of winners includes Louisiana and Florida, states that were favorites in the race to get competitive grants intended to reward success in education. It also includes Colorado, Massachusetts, North Carolina. New York made it as well. It had been considered somewhat of a long shot. Applicants had to submit copious documentation of their plans to improve teacher quality and data systems and turn around their lowest performing schools. They also had to show that past efforts to reform education had shown some success. California did not make it to the final round. Neither did New Jersey nor Minnesota. They were among 25 states left out from the list of finalists. They can reapply for a second round of grants along with states that did not enter this first round. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.
Parents of children who become entangled in cords from window blinds and died say the government needs to intervene and require manufacturers to make their products safe. It's estimated that around 500 children have strangled on such cords since the early 1980s. Manufacturers say they are working to improve safety standards and do not need additional government rules. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.